This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Waide Lang Pariat. First, we take a look at the headlines. The elections to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council has been postponed following violence in the Garo Hills region. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, the Achik Baptist and the Mothers Union Tura appeal to citizens to maintain peace. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh appeals for safe and unconditional release of all civilians kidnapped from Ukhrul along National Highway 102. Mizoram Chief Minister Lalu Oma expresses serious concern over the unregulated border trade at Zochacho, bordering Myanmar along the Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project. The Northeast Frontier Railway announces a new train service between Narengi and Agartala to strengthen rail connectivity between Assam and Tripura. And now the news and details. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijayashankar has ordered postponement of the election to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council following violence in parts of the Garo Hills region. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma made the announcement to defer the election after reviewing the prevailing law and order situation in the Garo Hills.
The Meghalaya government has postponed the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council elections in view of the ongoing unrest in West Garo Hills. The Tura office of NPP was set ablaze by unknown miscreants amid tensions. Curfew restrictions remain until March 13th. All the government offices, barring the DC's office and those providing essential emergency services, will remain closed until further orders. Meanwhile, Deputy CM Preston Tinsong informed that the cabinet today will be discussing the future course of action following the postponement of the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council elections. This is Anumita Das, Akashvani News, Shillong.
Meanwhile, the Chief Minister has made a heartfelt appeal to the citizens to maintain peace and refrain from violence amid tensions in the region. In a video message, the Chief Minister said in accordance with the security protocol, he was advised to relocate to another place for safety as there was an intention to burn his house and attack his family. Sangma, however, stated that he chose not to leave his residence, saying that his life ultimately rests in the hands of the Almighty. He reaffirmed his identity as an Achik, who deeply loves his community and is committed to working for the welfare and progress of the people with utmost integrity and honesty. The Chief Minister stressed that the present situation can only be resolved through dialogue and constructive engagement. The Achik Baptist Dalgipa Krima No. 4 and the Mothers Union Tura have also appealed to the citizens to restore peace in the Garo Hills. The Achik Baptist also called for prayer service aimed at restoring peace and harmony in the region. In Manipur, around 20 civilians were kidnapped by unknown armed miscreants at Sankai village in Ukhrul district. The incident happened around 9:30 a.m. yesterday when passengers of a Tata Winger and two other private cars en route to Imphal from Ukhrul along National Highway 102 were waylaid at Sankai Kuki village area and taken to an undisclosed location. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh has expressed concern regarding the distressing situation along the Ukhrul Imphal Road and appealed to those people to uphold the highest traditions of humanity and to ensure the safe and unconditional release of all the civilians at the earliest. He assured families of the victims and the public and reiterated that the government is committed to the safety of every citizen of Manipur. Mizoram Chief Minister Lalu Oma yesterday expressed serious concern over the unregulated border trade at Zochacho in South Mizoram's Longtlai district bordering Myanmar along the Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Road project being constructed to link Longtlai town and Paletwa township in southern Chin state. On the importance of full preparations before the road project is commissioned, Lalu Oma said the state government has constituted an impact study team which had submitted an interim report and proper action on the unregulated trade at the border will be taken after the implementation of the final report by the impact study team. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the process of surveying and demarcating the interstate boundary between Arunachal Pradesh and Assam has begun in phases, with the first boundary pillar already erected as part of efforts to resolve the decades-old dispute. Replying to a question from BJP MLA Wanglin Luangdong, Khandu said that the Pakke Kesang district has been selected as the first district where boundary pillars are being installed. He told the House that following the Namsai declaration and the subsequent settlement process, Arunachal has registered an overall net territorial gain along its interstate boundary with Assam. Reaffirming the state government's commitment to tackling the menace of drug abuse, Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang emphasized that the state follows a zero-tolerance policy against drugs and is taking strong and coordinated measures to combat drug trafficking and substance abuse. Tamang said that the fight against drugs is a top priority for the government of Sikkim, as substance abuse poses serious social, health and economic challenges, particularly for the younger generations. He noted that Sikkim has adopted a multi-pronged approach involving strict law enforcement, community participation, awareness campaigns and rehabilitation support to effectively address the issue. The Chief Minister stressed that preventing drug abuse requires collective efforts from the government, civil society, families and educational institutions. A new train service between Narangi in Assam and Agartala will commence from tomorrow. The Northeast Frontier Railway has announced the introduction of this train service to strengthen rail connectivity between Assam and Tripura. According to railway officials, the new service is expected to significantly improve transportation facilities and make travel more convenient for passengers between the two states. The initiative is also aimed at enhancing regional connectivity and boosting economic and social interactions in the Northeast region. The Arunachal Pradesh Transfer and Posting of Employees of Education Department Bill 2026 was passed after a lengthy discussion in the budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly yesterday. Education Minister P.D. Sona said a transparent portal, mostly managed by AI, will have all the relevant details of the teachers' recruitment, posting, transfer and the educational qualifications. Sona added that the bill will help solve the long-standing human resource crunch in various schools of the state. Former judge of the Tripura High Court and first Lokayukta of Tripura, Justice Pradeep Sarkar, passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. He had been suffering from age-related ailments for a long time. Justice Sarkar's contribution to the judiciary will be remembered with respect by the legal community. His mortal remains were taken to the premises of the Tripura High Court, and the Chief Justice of the Tripura High Court, along with other judges, advocates and members of the legal community, offered their condolences and paid homage to the former judge. Several prominent members of the legal fraternity expressed deep sorrow over his passing. In Nagaland, a Mahila Jan Sunwai, or public hearing for women, was held at Chumukadima yesterday as part of the nationwide outreach initiative of the National Commission for Women in collaboration with the Nagaland State Commission for Women. Speaking at the program, NSCW member Krikrinuwo Miyase acknowledged the importance of legal awareness for women to safeguard their rights and seek justice. She emphasized the need for greater awareness, particularly on the Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act 2005 and Sexual Harassment of Women at the Workplace Prevention, Prohibition and Redressal Act 2013. During the hearings, participants presented complaints related to domestic violence, workplace harassment, abandonment and trafficking, with officials providing legal guidance and assuring follow-up action. A similar Mahila Jan Sunwai will be held today in Longleng District and tomorrow in Mon District. Members of the Mizo diaspora in Canada are set to showcase the traditional Charao dance or the bamboo dance at a major cultural event celebrating the heritage of Northeast India, scheduled to be held in Vancouver this year. The event, titled Northeast India Comes Alive in Vancouver, will take place on May 30th. It is being organized by Saptarang, a registered non-profit organization dedicated to promoting the cultural traditions and identity of the northeastern region of India. According to the organizers, the program will mark the first time that communities from the northeastern states of India in Canada will come together to jointly celebrate and present their rich cultural heritage to a wider audience. Panchayat leaders from Sikkim's Soreng district were honored as a recognition for the exemplary performance in strengthening rural drinking water systems under the Jal Jeevan Mission. The event, Jal Mahotsav, was organized by the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, Government of India at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi, which was graced by the President Draupadi Murmu along with Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil. Sheila Subba, Panchayat President of Rambuk Gram Panchayat Unit under Soreng District, received the prestigious award for establishing a successful revenue model for the operation and maintenance of village water supply systems. Puspa Century, Panchayat President of Upper Thambong Gram Panchayat Unit, was awarded in the category of Successful 24/7 Rural Water Supply. An art and photo exhibition showcasing the creativity of local artists and photographers is being held at Vanapa Hall in Aizawl as part of the celebrations of Chapchar Kut, one of the most significant and revered festivals of the Mizo people. The three-day Chapchar Kut art and photo exhibition is jointly organized by the Information and Public Relations Department, Art Development Society and the Mizo Photographers Society. The exhibition features a wide range of artwork and photographs created by local talents. And now we take a look at the headlines once again. The elections to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council postponed following violence in the Garo Hills region. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Achik Baptist and the Mothers Union Tura appealed to citizens to maintain peace. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchan Singh appeals for safe and unconditional release of all civilians kidnapped from Ukhrul along the National Highway 102, and Mizoram Chief Minister Lalu Omar expresses serious concern over the unregulated border trade at Zochacho, bordering Myanmar, along the Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.